Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing our journey through Singapore, learning about the fun things that you can do there. Already we learned about the Night Safari in Chinatown and Universal Studios, and today we have more to talk about. Have you ever been to Singapore? What did you do in Singapore? What was memorable about your trip? Carolyn, I know you've been to Singapore. What did you remember about Singapore?
Well, I happened to be in Singapore for Chinese New Year.
Oh?
So a lot of things were closed, but it was a very exciting time because all of the streets were open. And it was definitely a bustling city. Everyone was selling things and there was great food. And I did get to enjoy the Night Safari and exploring Little India. What did you
Very
do,
cool.
Gabe?
What did I do? I was there at a time when they were preparing for the F1 race. And so they were getting the roads ready for this big car race. I also really enjoyed the hawker centers. They are everywhere with delicious and reasonably priced food. Not too expensive there. Okay, well, we have more to learn about fun things to do in Singapore. So let's get started.
Ten fun things to do in Singapore. Pulau Ubin. Take a small boat into Singapore's past. A 10-minute ride will take you to this island where life has remained unchanged since the 1960s. Walk through the streets, lovely forest paths, and along quiet beaches. Chek Jawa, the jade of Singapore, lies on the island's southeastern tip. An area filled with plants, animals, and natural beauty. Underwater World. Underwater World is more than just another aquarium. It offers rare opportunities to interact with sea creatures. Sign up in advance to swim with dolphins or dive among sharks.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In Singapore, you can find yourself enjoying adventures ranging from small boat rides to interacting with sea creatures or even to riding the largest observation wheel in the world. We'll learn all about that in today's reading. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Jade. Jade is a noun. I bought my mother a beautiful jade necklace for her birthday. Interact. Interact is a verb. Children need a chance to interact with others their own age. Extend. Extend is a verb. Lillian slowly extended her hand and patted the dog on the head. Pastry. Pastry is a noun. The bakery on the corner sells really good pastries. Your more information words are stingray. Stingray is a noun. Observation wheel. Observation wheel is a noun. Capsule. Capsule is a noun. Let's get started.
I always enjoy getting to see animals up close, but before we talk about the aquarium, let's look at number 4 on our list. Pulau Ubin. Take a small boat into Singapore's past. A 10-minute ride will take you to this island where life has remained unchanged since the 1960s. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That's right. It has remained unchanged. That means that things still look the same way they did more than 50 years ago, or around 50 years ago in the 1960s. Now, it says here, take a small boat into Singapore's past. You can kind of use English like this. You can travel into the past or maybe talk about traveling into the future. Can you see into your future? What is there? Well, of course, you can travel into Singapore's past by going to Pulau Ubin.
That's right, and you can walk through the streets, lovely forest paths, and along quiet beaches. So this is a very beautiful area. It's not the developed, bustling city like the main part of Singapore. It's a smaller island near the main one.
That's right, and we're learning about something else here. Chek Jawa, the jade of Singapore, lies on the island's southeastern tip, an area filled with plants, animals, and natural beauty. So again, not the main part of the city, not the bustling part with lots of crowds of people. This is more natural. And this is called the jade of Singapore. So it's very precious. Let's look at that word from our word bank, a jade. That's a kind of precious stone.
That's right, and it's a beautiful green color. So when you see or when you hear something being described as the jade of something, then it's probably very rich in wildlife, lots of plants, very lush and green, and also very precious or valuable. Many times people will get jewelry that is made out of jade, and depending on the quality of the stone, it can be quite expensive.
That's right. Now, if you are interested in purchasing things made of jade, there is a jade market in Taipei that you can check out if you are here. Well, let's continue learning about something else fun to do in Singapore, Underwater World. We read here, Underwater World is more than just another aquarium. All right? I don't know if you've been to other aquariums in the world. Carolyn, have you been to any other aquariums?
I have been to several aquariums, and I love to go there because I love seeing animals, and aquariums give you a very great opportunity to see sea life up close, which you don't usually get to do because going out into the ocean, it can be a little bit difficult.
That's right. Okay, so you can go and visit an aquarium and see big, giant animals even from the sea at an aquarium. But this is more than just another aquarium. That's a good phrase to know, by the way. It's more than just another something. One of my favorite places, Sappho. It's a restaurant, but it's more than just a restaurant. They play live jazz music there. So you know how to use that phrase now. Now, Underwater World is more than just another aquarium. What is it, Carolyn?
Well, it offers rare opportunities to interact with sea creatures. So you don't get to just see these animals, you can interact with them. So let's take a look at that word from the word bank, interact. If you interact with something, that means that you are working with it, talking to it, maybe even touching it or communicating with it in some way.
And of course, in life, we need to interact with lots of people, first of all, and you might have a chance to interact with animals at a zoo, or even your own pets. Of course, it's important to interact with your own pets. And if you want to be a public speaker in the future, you need to learn how to interact with large crowds as well. Okay, so there are many different ways to use that word.
There are, and here at Underwater World, you can interact with sea creatures. And you can sign up in advance to swim with dolphins or dive among sharks. Well, this sounds like a very exciting opportunity, but you need to make sure that you sign up for these activities in advance.
And what does that mean? If you do something in advance, that means you do it ahead of time or before the actual day you will do it. For some amusement parks, the price might be kind of expensive, but if you buy the tickets in advance, there is a big discount. Okay, so think about things you need to do in advance to prepare for something special like this. Carolyn, have you ever gotten this close to dolphins or sharks before?
I have not had the opportunity to swim with dolphins or dive among sharks, mm-hmm. but I did go to an aquarium where they had small sharks in a tank and you could pet them.
That is so cool. You got to pet a shark. Was it a dangerous shark?
No, it was not a dangerous shark, Gabe.
Okay, good. Well, there are many different kinds of sharks. Be careful around sharks. Make sure it's not dangerous. Okay, right now it's time for us to do something safe. We're going to visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 jade 这个名词。Jade 是指玉或者是翡翠。例如 ,the museum has a large jade collection. 这家博物馆的玉器收藏量非常丰富。或者是 ,the vase was carved of jade. 这个花瓶是用玉雕刻而成的。Jade 也可以当形容词，意思是指玉的或者是翡翠色的。例如 ,Francine's jade green dress is very unique and attractive. Francine 的翡翠色洋装既独特又非常吸引人。接下来我们看的是 interact 这个动词。INTER 这个字首有彼此的意思。Act 是指动作，所以 interact 是指互动。如果要说明互动的对象的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 ,the teacher soon found a way to interact with the new student. 这位老师很快的就找到跟这个新同学互动的方式。他的名词是字尾加上 ion 变成 interaction。例如 ,the interaction between the parents and their baby is very natural and relaxed. 这对父母和小宝宝的互动非常的自然也很放松。
We're learning all about fun things to do while you are in Singapore. And today we've talked about two so far. You can visit Pulau Ubin. This is a great place away from the crowds of the city. It's a place where you can walk through streets and lovely forest paths and along quiet beaches. And of course, you can also visit Underwater World. That's another place in Singapore where it's not just like any other aquarium with sea creatures, but in this place you can actually interact with some sea creatures. You can swim with dolphins, dive among sharks, and we're going to learn more about Underwater World right now.
Ten fun things to do in Singapore. Be sure to feed the stingrays.Extend your hand into the water, holding a piece of fish between your fingers. Then watch as the huge, gentle animals swim up and suck the food into their mouths. Singapore Flyer. The world's largest observation wheel stands 165 meters tall and looks over all of Singapore. You can ride it around or pay more to enjoy a four-course meal in a special capsule.Or you can bring a new meaning to the phrase high tea by enjoying tea, sandwiches, and pastries during your ride.
Well, that does sound like a very enjoyable time to be able to see the city from such a high place. But first, let's learn a little bit more about Underwater World.You have many opportunities to interact with sea creatures there, and we continue to read, be sure to feed the stingrays. Gabe, you can feed the stingrays.
Well, I don't know about that, Carolyn. I know that some stingrays are pretty dangerous. You want to be careful because they do sting, after all, if you're not careful. Well, it does sound interesting. I just want to make sure I'm going with the right people.
Well, I will go with you, Gabe, and I'm sure you will be very safe.
Good.
Because as we continue to read, you simply extend your hand into the water, holding a piece of fish between your fingers. Then watch as the huge, gentle animals swim up and suck the food into their mouths. So they are gentle, Gabe.
Okay, well, these creatures do seem to be pretty gentle, and they are quite beautiful when you see them swimming. It's kind of like they have wings and they're flapping underwater. Well, let's take a look at one of our key words here. It's the word extend. As you read here, you can extend your hand. So you make it longer, or you make it its full length.
That's right. So usually you have your hand probably pretty close to your body, but if you want to feed the stingrays, you'll have to take a piece of fish into your hand and extend it into the water so it will get longer. And Gabe has just extended his arm over to where I was.
Here, you can have it again.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Extend your arm.
You can extend your arm. Some animals, well, they like to keep their necks kind of short, like a turtle. Maybe it can keep its neck inside its shell. Sometimes you will see a turtle extend its neck outside of its shell. So that's how you use this word, extend. Of course, you can extend other things too. You could extend an invitation to someone to come to your party. That means you are inviting them. You can extend a warm welcome to someone when they come and visit.
That's right. So there are several different ways you can use this word, extend. Practice using it with your classmates or with your family. Now, number 6, the Singapore Flyer. This is the world's largest observation wheel, which stands 165 meters tall and looks over all of Singapore. So this would be a great view of the city.
I think it would be, and I saw the Singapore Flyer when I was there, but I didn't get a chance to ride it. Now, this is an observation wheel. Actually, that's another name for Ferris wheel. Ferris is, of course, the name of the person who created or invented this kind of wheel, but all around the world, you can also call Ferris wheels observation wheels.
Especially if that particular wheel is specially designed to let you see what is around it. Not just for a ride, but to really observe the surrounding area.
That's right. And you know, there are other famous observation wheels or Ferris wheels. This is the tallest. Now, can you guess what about the London Eye? That's another very famous one. What ranking is that, Carolyn? Do you know?
I do not know, Gabe. What is the London Eye?
It's number 3 in the world. I used to think it was the tallest, but here I learned Singapore Flyer is the tallest observation wheel. Well, there are other wheels you can go on around the world, and there are other things you can do in the Singapore Flyer. What can you do?
You can ride it around or pay more to enjoy a 4-course meal in a special capsule. Or you can bring a new meaning to the phrase high tea by enjoying tea, sandwiches, and pastries during your ride.
Okay, well, that's great. There are some things you can do in the Singapore Flyer and some things we want to talk about from this sentence to bring a new meaning to something. Well, first of all, high tea, that's an afternoon tea that they have in England or other places in the world. Now, we bring a new meaning to this because you're having tea in a very high place. How else could you use the phrase to bring a new meaning to something?
Well, if you are trying something for the first time, a new food, and you think it is so tasty, so delicious, you might say, this food brings new meaning to the word delicious. It has a completely new meaning to me. I didn't know something could taste this good.
All right, or maybe, what about smartphones? Smartphones brought a new meaning to convenience. Now we really know what convenience means because we can do everything with our smartphones. Or if you get Google Glass, you'll feel the same way. Well, we see another word here from our word bank. It's the word pastry. And this is something sweet or delicious, usually made of bread.
That's right. So you can eat many different kinds of pastries, cakes, muffins, cupcakes. Those would all be considered pastries. Now, Gabe, what kind of pastries should I bring to your birthday party?
Oh, my goodness. Pastries. You know, I really, really like the kinds of pastries that have the little fruit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Or frosted pastries. Anything sweet.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's pretty easy. Well, it's time for us to continue learning with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Then we'll enjoy a review skit and join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Traditionally, high tea is the meal British working class people eat after they get home from work. Many believe the term comes from the fact that the meal was served on a high table.
Okay, but our point today isn't the origin of the phrase high tea. It's the fact that the author uses the phrase as a pun, right?
That's right. Generally speaking, puns are words or phrases that are alike or nearly alike in sound or meaning used for humorous effect. So then, we can expect the phrase high tea to have two distinct meanings.
And it does. The first meaning is the traditional British meal Steve described a moment ago. The second meaning of high tea comes from the fact that guests on the Singapore Flyer can drink their tea 165 meters above the ground. High tea. Get it?
Got it. Now, some people absolutely love puns, while others feel puns are the lowest form of humor.
Listen to this pun and decide for yourself if you're a fan. How do you stop a charging bull?
I don't know, Ken, how.
You take away his credit card.
Ken, I think that's more like two-thirds of a pun. P-U.
Ah, nice one. Pun 就是谐音而产生的双关语。我们中文很多的冷笑话其实就运用了 pun。今天的课文就看到一个双关语。作者提到 high tea, 那是英国人喝的下午茶。但课文中讲的是高165公尺的新加坡摩天观景轮。你可以在搭乘的时候享用茶、三明治、糕点。体验名副其实的 high tea, 因为你真的是在很高的地方喝茶。那刚刚我们还讲了一个双关语 ,how do you stop a charging bull? 要如何阻止一只冲向你的公牛？答案是 take away his credit card, 把他的信用卡拿走。为什么呢？原来 charge 这个字除了表示向前冲，也可以是刷卡的意思。有够冷吧？这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。Ah, Singapore, it's a bustling city.
It's a small but impressive city.
Right, and I want to travel into Singapore's past.
How do you do that?
A 10-minute boat ride will take us to an island where life has remained unchanged.
Unchanged? Since when?
Since the 1960s. There are lovely forest paths and quiet beaches. The jade of Singapore is filled with plants and animals and natural beauty.
Well, I'm ready for some underwater beauty. Let's go to the underwater world.
With sea creatures?
Yes. You can swim with dolphins or dive with sharks.
I'll take the dolphins, thanks.
You can even feed the stingrays.
Oh, how fun. Ow!
Hey, wait. We could visit the world's largest observation wheel, the Singapore Flyer.
Oh, cool. Can you ride around in it?
Sure. And you can see all of Singapore. It's 165 meters tall.
Whoa, that's tall. Hey, that would give us an amazing view.
And you can also enjoy a 4-course meal.Or high tea.
I get it. Sandwiches and pastries.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm getting hungry.
Well, me too. Let's go there first.
Singapore. There are so many fun things to do.
Yeah, come on.
Come here. Oh, this is for three.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 extend 这个动词。EX 这个字首是指向外的，所以 extend 在这里是指伸出或伸展。例如 ，Eric extended his hand to greet his guests. Eric 伸出手来迎接他的客人，或者是 this table can be extended. 这张桌子可以拉长。Extend 也指延伸，例如 the trail extends 7 kilometers. 这条小径有7公里之长。它的名词是 extension，E-X-T-E-N-S-I-O-N。例如 ,the building's extension will take 3 months to build. 校舍加建的部分需要耗时3个月。最后我们来看的是 pastry 这个名词。pastry 是指糕点，特别是指油酥类的糕点。例如 ,the bakery's pastry is crisp and delicious. 这家糕饼店卖的糕饼既酥脆又好吃。或者是 ,the pastry's crust is overdone. 这个酥皮点心的饼皮烤过头了。或者是 there is a wide variety of pastry on the buffet. 这个自助餐有许多种类的糕点。Now let's return to our teachers.
There are so many things to do in Singapore. We've talked about 3 today. Gabe, which of these would you like to do?
I'd love to enjoy a 4-course meal in the Singapore Flyer with appetizers and the main course and soup and dessert. That sounds wonderful.What about you, Carolyn?
Well, that does sound delicious, and I want to learn more about the things that we can do in Singapore tomorrow. So, we'll see you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
see you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.